This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
So, you want to explain what just happened?
All of it?
Yes, please.
80 episodes plus bonuses worth.
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be super boring for the audience.
Not if you let me tell it.
You're the one asking.
I didn't say that I needed an explanation.
Whatever. I'm on it. I unthawed some help. If anyone is still listening, we welcome back Dr. Charles Tuckett, Gated Galaxies Astrolimnologist.
Hey there, folks. Yep, this is Charles Tuckett here. Now, I understand that you're in a little bit of a hiatus. Could use a bit of expository explanation for the TMEDL crowd. You know who you are.
TMEDL?
Too many episodes. Didn't listen. Them lazy bastards could at least join the Patreons, all I'm saying. Yeah.
Dr. Charlie, it's been a while since we last saw you in the Bioswamp documentary.
Yep, it's been. And we're all still alive. Imagine. Didn't expect that when it popped up here. Hey, is that Albert still aboard there?
And bigger than ever.
Ooh-ee. I'd sworn y'all would have shot and stuffed him by now. Well, especially given your food situation. Chewing your kudzu.
We voted, and Leap won.
Against all y'all? I'm not sure that's how voting works.
It actually is when you have an Olivia. Anyway, we were hoping you could give us a quick roundup of seasons 1-4.
Yeah, you betcha. Well, the plot lines did get mighty tangled there a bit. Reminds me of a toad orgy I once saw.
Did you just say toad
Stop.
Orgy?
Oh, hells yeah.
Damn it.
Turns out there's a species of toad in Costa Rica that can only mate during the rainy season.
Not seeing the connection here.
Son, imagine what would happen if humans found out they only had, one month out of the entire year for business time.
Tangles.
Ooh, you better watch your step.
If I could just interrupt us this and bring us back to our original conversation.
All righty then. Now, get yourself all comfy. Wiggle right down deep into that beanbag like you want to.
Talk.
Oh, okay. Very, very long time ago, the planet started to run out of sulfur. And that was bad, because the critters that lived there needed sulfur to survive.
Why were they running out?
Well, them critters I spoke of happened to absorb sulfur. They need it for respiration and food. Now, that was all right when their lifespans were short, because they released that sulfur back to the atmosphere when they died, you see.
Okay, so far that seems reasonable, but FYI, my manure detector is starting to rumble.
Now, just hold up on detonating the nuclear skepticism option and irradiating my whole narrative here.
That was unnecessarily colorful.
Now, realizing they was all about to both starve and suffocate, the plants scoured the galaxy, looking for an alternative planet where they could hang out while it resulfurized.
Resulfurized? Is that a word?
Did you understand what he meant?
Yes, I did.
Then it's a word. Now shush. Sorry, he does that.
Tour guide?
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
Yeah, figures. Anyway, a few planets happened across our own sweet Earth and found there was sulfur deep in the ocean.
Hang on, this is new information.
Tour guide, you know that game where you try to guess what the picture is before the whole scene is revealed?
Sure, and I am not a tour guide.
Afraid that's your writer's brain.
Ahem! Sulfur? Underwater?
So those few plants hung out in the Mariana Trench. Turns out, they can breathe underwater, by the way.
Oh, so is the big bad plant still alive in the bio swamp?
Later, too.
Shushing.
The ones in the ocean were somehow discovered by the Admiral. Remember him?
Big voice, crazy as ground nutmeg? Yep, know him.
Ground nutmeg is crazy?
You've never met Meg.
Wait, what? Never mind, shut up.
They don't call her Nutty Meg for nothing. Just saying.
Look, folks, I'm fascinating as hell. No question, but we're 5 pages into this exposition, and even your loyalist listeners are gonna get bored and decamp for my favorite murder if you don't let me forge on.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're gonna take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Okay, okay.
Now the Admiral talked a few into trying to take over Earth instead of just loitering down there. Some of the Nardier plants found the sulfur springs in the tunnels in French Lick, built a Shiratorium, forged the original sacred object so they'd always have a door back and forth, and started grooming a few would-be captains of industry.
Of course! Muzzle Tesla, kill a few electric cars, make steaks sexy, and Bob's your uncle, your plan is well on its way to sulfur rich.
Meanwhile, a bunch of Earth guys are on their way to being money rich so they can build themselves an escape hatch on the Ozdacy.
Woo, dog, and now we're cooking with naturally extracted, cruelty-free, sustainably harvested bamboo oil.
But we foiled their evil schemes. We pumped sulfur from Earth and Pluto's Hades through the Oz-9 doorway to resulfurize, then shot the plants through the same way. And leaked, apparently.
Home again, flippity flip.
But how does the Oz-9 fit in?
Well, the way I reckon it, the Oz-9 was intended to get Pod Bay 3 folks to the Ozdacy. Yep.
The ship also provided easier transport that didn't require as much energy as the objects. It gave the plants still on a way to get to Earth. I'm going to stop saying that planet's name now before I actually throw up.
Yeah, has that effect, doesn't it? Turn your head the other way if you do.
What about the golf balls?
Oh, them golf balls. Those unholy, wicked little golf balls.
If the Oz 9 was meant to get all those rich folks to the Oz to see, why did people keep trying to destroy it? Why put a bomb on board?
I reckon y'all could use a true crime episode to detangle those toads.
Enough with the toads already. But hey, if anyone knows Karen in Georgia...
Hey, wait. I still have questions.
That, dear tour guide, is the quintessence of the human condition.
What about the School of Expository Sciences, the Assassin's Guild, MCCACEC, all the damn Glendas?
Oh, another time, perhaps. Oh, I'm headed back to Podfordshire. Why don't you wake me when we get somewhere interesting? I hear day go by as nice this time of year. Livia, time to tuck me back in. Let's do it.
Just hang on, you bloody walking ghillie suit. Joe's still cleaning out the muck in your pod from the last time you visited this swamp. Are those tadpoles? No, they're leeches. Leeches. Lovely. That's lovely.
Suppose there's anyone still listening?
I guess we'll find out when the download numbers come in.
Oh, hey, I forgot to tell you. I managed to redirect some of Dr. Von Habersetzer's ants.
I'm starting to warm to you. Go on.
There might be some cheese and wine in our storage area. Oh, and those little onions. You know those.
You mean the pickly ones they have in those serve-yourself trays at the grocery store? I love those.
I know, right? And I got some figs, some crackers. If we're going to hang out with this bunch for a while, we're going to need some snacks.
You did good, too. You did good.
Does this mean you'll stop calling me tour guide?
Doubtful. Unless you manage to sideline some brie. I think our microwave works.
Just hold your nose when the door opens. Just a lot of smells all tangled up. Probably a lot of Dr. Charlie's toad orgy.
Enough with the toad orgy, too.
Hey, if we fade off into the music, who's gonna do the credits?
You go on. I got you. Go get brunch or something. All right, here we go. You've been listening to Kyle Jones as the tour guide.
Let it go, too. Let it go.
And narrator, too. Yep. Kristen Adalny Gorley as your narrator. And me, David S. Deer, as Dr. Charlie Tuckett. Our music is by John Faley. Our artwork by Lucas Elliott. Sarah Golding is the dialogue editor. And Oliver Morris is our sound designer. Oz 9 is written by Shannon Perry. All right, well, y'all have a good evening. And while you're looking at the stars, you might look up and see a little bit of swamp in the Milky Way. That's all I'm saying.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This season on Civilized. Or not, it's improvised, so you don't know.
Barty, please, no!
It has to be done for the good of the children.
Captain, is it Beatrix or Beatrice? I'm so confused.
I'll tell you who it is. It's your mother!
I have summited the mountain, and I declare this land for my own.
Barty, get down from the roof!
Every time.
I can't believe we made it into space, Beatrice!
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, Al. Wait, which version are you?
Which version are you?
So you're saying we've been on Earth the whole time?
Yeah, man, it's like just a simulation.
Actually, we've been dead the whole time.
Actually, this is Lost.
Actually, I'm lost.
We only have 5 seconds to defuse this bomb.
When you started saying that, or at the end of saying that?
Sound of explosion.
So join us on Civilized Season 5 for this stuff that might happen, but probably a lot of it won't. Regardless, we're back with your favorite characters doing zany things in space, and we couldn't be more pumped. We'll see you soon, listeners.
Civilized Season 5 begins May 31st, 2023. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts or visit civilizedpod.com.
That got weird.
Because usually they're pretty normal.
Yeah.